A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A man is in jail after he reportedly opened fire in a West Jordan neighborhood, sparking a SWAT standoff. Police say he fired so many rounds they were able to find the house just by listening to gunfire. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the National Weather Service is issuing a flash flood warning for the lower Paria River, Paria Toadstools, and Rimrock area in southern Utah. It lasts until 5:45 tonight. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's going to be southbound I-15 in Roy. We've had a stalled vehicle at 5600 South. At Roy, it's in the left split, which is now closed, where we've also had a crash in that same spot. Again, the left split is closed, and that's what's causing your stop-and-go delays to 31st Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a hot one today with temperatures climbing into the high 90s. We'll see a little more smoke moving in, too, and a chance for a few mountain storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. COVID cases fueled by the Delta variant surging where vaccination rates are low around the country, from Florida, which accounts for roughly 20% of the nation's new cases, to California, now logging 8,000 daily infections yesterday, up from 5,000 earlier this week. In Los Angeles County, some businesses are voluntarily closing again to protect workers, and there's a renewed push to get more people vaccinated. In Salinas today, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra toured a vaccination clinic focusing on getting shots in the arms of essential farm workers.
About 40% of farm workers here were getting infected with COVID.
In Texas, Austin officials raising the threat level there, asking people to mask up even if they're vaccinated. And in Missouri, mask measures are back too.
With cases rising in Missouri, St. Louis City and County now announcing masks will be required again to be worn in indoor public places beginning on Monday. The renewed rule will be for everyone ages 5 and over, whether people are vaccinated or not. Masks are also strongly encouraged to be worn in St. Louis again outdoors. It comes after Los Angeles County and Las Vegas reimposed some mandatory mask rules, and other areas are strongly urging for them to be worn.
ABC's Alex Stone. The Biden administration moving to expand COVID relief programs for homeowners behind on their mortgages, trying to help stave off possible foreclosures. In Tokyo, the pandemic remains front and center where the delayed 2020 Summer Olympic Games officially began. Fireworks overhead at the opening ceremony with somber moments built in.
For over an hour, athletes from around the world paraded into the Olympic Stadium, waving the flags of their countries. The Stars and Stripes was carried by WNBA player Sue Bird and Eddie Alvarez of the Miami Marlins, two members here of Team USA.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Tokyo. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The new K-6 school is coming to Salt Lake City School District, and it's basically all online. The pandemic piqued the interest in starting Salt Lake Virtual Elementary School. That's according to Principal Kenneth Lynn.
We learned a lot from the pandemic, and we know that the students will be coming back in August to in-person learning in our elementary schools. And we are a district that believes in choice, and we believed that our students and parents who have a desire or a need for online learning to continue should get a choice in that. And so we wanted to provide a choice, and we were able to provide an online elementary school. And we're very excited about that.
While the majority of teaching will be done online, Lynn says there will be opportunities for students to get together in person.
One day a week, invite students to come to some either one-on-one or small group intervention. Say a student is struggling with a specific skill, they could come in and get some personalized instruction there. There are some opportunities that we would love to have some guided hands-on science experiments and experiences with their teachers in person. And then finally, we still plan on doing some field trips throughout the year.
For more information or to register for the remote school, visit saltlakevirtual.slc-schools.org. There will also be opportunities to ask school faculty questions in person. Emergency traffic, traffic and weather together is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home, and Ricky Meese. What's going on out there today?
It's been pretty rough. For those on southbound I-15 in Weber County, we had a stalled vehicle and a crash in the left construction split at 5600 South in Roy and at Sunset. And that's all it takes to really jam up that commute up north. It's due to the construction, but it looks like they've been working to get those cleared and moved out of the way. They're opening up that left split. But you're still going to have huge delays with stop-and-go speeds passing 31st Street in Ogden, northbound I-15 in Davis County. Heavy and slow from Layton up to Roy, but now in the mix is an accident on northbound I-15 at 700 South Clearfield. You just want to watch for it being moved over to the right. In Salt Lake County, watch for a crash. 3 to 4 vehicles involved with this one, northbound I-15. It's prior to the I-80-201 junction. It is out of traffic in the Gore area, but we have seen some slowdowns there, almost back to 4500 South. The good news, the southbound side of I-15 looks really good in Salt Lake County from downtown to Draper and Bluffdale. Aubrey?
Well, right now, if you're in South Utah County, Payson area, you're going to see some southbound slowing on I-15 between Payson and Santaquin. But a little bit further north from Spanish Fork into Lehigh and American Fork area, that's all looking really good right now. Pioneer Crossing, pretty slow, and so is SR-92 around the stoplights. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the 7-day forecast with Kristen Van Dyke.
It's going to get really hot again this weekend. Highs in the upper 90s today. Just a slight chance for storms, so we won't see the activity we saw yesterday. Lows in the mid-70s. This weekend, mostly sunny. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with highs around 100. Then Tuesday, highs go back to the 90s as moisture returns, bringing in a chance for more storms next work week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And it's 91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. In Ogden, Logan, and that's the cool spot at 90. St. George, of course, the hot spot with 98 degrees this afternoon. Markets ending the week in positive territory. The Dow back above 35,000 mark. We'll check your money news coming up next.
There's times when I want something more, someone more like me.
My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is a local financial services firm that empowers our clients. We are a full-service, privately owned firm with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We will help you with investment management, insurance, tax planning, as well as legal needs such as wills and trusts. There is no reason financial matters need to be confusing, and there is certainly no better time than now. As an example, does your financial advisor educate and empower you or just sell you? Is your financial advisor hard to get a hold of, and do they call you back promptly? Do you need to call a 1-800 number and speak to a representative who needs to look at notes just to get to know you? Does your current financial advisor use confusing language that leads to more questions than answers? If so, there is a better way. Call us today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
My partner and I have been together for years, and we finally decided to make it official. Our first step was the ring. Shane Company had so many beautiful engagement rings. I wasn't sure what I wanted, so we booked a virtual appointment. Our consultation went great. Having a conversation with a diamond expert from your home is so convenient. After picking out the ring setting, we selected the center stone. I went with a classic solitaire with a stunning round diamond. Then our jewelry consultant showed us their decorative crowns, a way to make it even more special. They had so many unique designs to choose from. I chose a tulip crown, and it made it gorgeous from every angle. It was so easy to create the ring online, and it arrived faster than we expected. I can't wait to wear it every day for the rest of my life.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, and online at Shaneco.com.
See the world premiere of 1820 the Musical, live on stage August 6th. Susan Easton Black calls it a fresh look at the prophetic role of Joseph Smith. Call Covey Center for the Arts today.
Troy, after a decade of meticulous research, I finally understand the science of why so many people love RVs. It's the freedom. But how did you...
We've been doing this for 30 years, but hey, it only took you a decade, so kudos.
Plus, I can finally prove conclusively RVs carry people, and they're flippin' fun.
And they're downright magical once they're paid off.
Interesting hypotenuse.
That's why this month, during the Bish's RV Red, White, and Blue sale, anyone who buys an RV can enter their lucky numbers and find out instantly if their RV is paid off completely.
How amazing must that feel? I'll start researching.
So 2031 is when we'll find out.
Come to the Red, White, and Blue sale at Bish's RV for a chance to have your next RV paid off completely. Get full contest rules at Bish's.com today and unlock secret sale pricing on the site. Plus, get no payments till October on approved credit, more than max trade-in value on all trades, and year-round discounts for veterans and active duty service members. Only at Bish's RV in Salt Lake at the previous Access RV, where memories begin.
KSL News Time 325, we are watching Utah's money. If you've noticed a smaller Cinnamon Toast Crunch box or less M&Ms in the snack pack, it's not all in your head. Economists call it shrinkflation, and it's a common tactic used when inflation increases company costs. So until the market levels out, you may not get the full bang for your buck. KSL Drives. GM is recalling its Chevy Bolt's electric cars for a second time over worries the batteries will catch fire. The Bolt EVs were recalled back in November for a similar issue, but more fires have been reported since. Don't park your car in your garage until you get your battery replaced. The Biden administration is hoping money will help fix the West's environmental problems. The president's 2022 budget proposal dedicates over $1 billion to help fight the historic droughts and wildfires. A great way to end the week on Wall Street, the Dow up 238 points, ending the day at 35,061. S&P gained 44 points. The NASDAQ added 16 points. Investigators in New Orleans are looking into a possible arson at a mansion belonging to Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Records show Beyonce's management company bought the mansion in 2015 for $2.6 million. Originally, the building was a church and then a ballet school. Neighbors say few, if any, people have entered the mansion in years, although they say a gate was unlocked, allowing people to access the property. The city's fire department says the building has been vacant for some time.
And that is ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi. And stay with us. Up next, we'll get an update of your drive. KSL News Time, 327.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.